problem.
Hey, you know, you must have known this day was going to come for a while, but what was it like to see Nicklas actually break the news to Red Wings fans, to his teammates, and to the hockey world in general?
Well, I think if you're a Red Wings fan, it was, I mean, a real emotional kind of down day. And I think, you know, I think the reason it's a down day is because he's probably still our best defenseman. you know, like he's, I thought up until the 60-game poll this year, you know, we were in the hunt for the President's Trophy, and, you know, I thought Nick's always had a history the last third, last quarter of the season. He continues to raise his game to a level that other people couldn't get to. And, you know, then he, we originally thought he had a big, badly bruised ankle, found out a few days later was a hairline fracture. And, you know, he probably played at the end of the year with a hairline fracture, was never healthy. So you're at a press conference today where, you know, he's 42 years of age. You know, the day was coming, but he's still a tremendous, tremendous player. I still think he's one of the top 5 to 10 defensemen in the world. But if, you know, he feels, which he told me last Thursday, and he said again today in the podium, he knows the things that he's got to go through and the way he's got to feel to play at the level that he wants to play at. And he doesn't have that feeling anymore. And that's when it's really probably time to walk away.
With Ken Holland, general manager of the Detroit Red Wings on Primetime Sports. Ken, I know it's awfully early to be talking about this, but when you take a look at your roster right now, who would you envision being the next captain of the Detroit Red Wings?
Well, I think obviously it's got to be one of the people that got an A on their jersey. You know, wouldn't make much sense to go, you know,
sure,
somebody that didn't have an A to go by the guys that had an A. Obviously, it's Datsyuk, Zetterberg, or Cronwall are the three guys that were with Nick Lidstrom with letters. So I would anticipate that one of those guys would be the next captain.
When you look back at Nick's career, I'm not going to ask you for a defining moment, but I mean, Glenn Healy made a point the other day talking about Nick Lidstrom as a player and talking about just how professional he was. And he made this point about Nick Lidstrom taking a shot and always having his head up when he took the shot. Is there an element of his game or an aspect of his game that you think will be the thing that is a signature aspect of Nick Lidstrom's career?
Well, I became manager in 97. I've got to watch him, you know, with basically a front row seat in the press box for 12, 13 years. I think the biggest thing is how easy he made the game look, and the game is not that easy. The way he was a free skater, his ability to pivot, like you said, his attention to detail, to walk the line, to have his head up, never get a shot blocked, to always get his shot through. You know, there's big guys and the other, you know, Nick Lidstrom's our best player. He's not our biggest player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure the other part of the other team's game plan was to get in on the forecheck and dump the puck in. How rarely he got, the other team was able to get a lick in on him. He got back there, made a pass, and quickly got himself to safety. You know, he never got beat one-on-one. He made the game look easy, and it's not an easy game. These are the best players in the world, and he was effortless. He played with grace, with dignity, with class. But I think it was effortless. He made the game look easy.
Ken, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. As I said, I know a bittersweet day for you guys, but boy, it was such a great career. It really was, wasn't it?
Yes, certainly was. Yeah. We're going to miss him, but he gave us 20 great years of great memories. So he's earned his right to walk away.